Welcome to the March 25th, 2021 Carol Bell, Tom Georgellis, AMSOIL listening phone call. I want to thank those who contributed and partake in these phone calls and who have the interest to continually call in. We can't do this without you. We depend on you. Our purpose is to mentor, share, and educate. A helpful hint for all those that have called in: if you're in front of your computer, you might want to log into the Dealer Zone main page and have it handy. It might be helpful during our phone call for reference. Without further ado, first, Carol, I want to say hi to you. And why don't you say hi to everybody, because we wouldn't have this jump start and this venue without you.
Hey, everybody. Hello. I'm so glad you're on tonight. Tom's doing such a great job having these programs. I appreciate his help so much. And we're so glad you are on tonight.
Well, thanks, Carol. Thank you for everything you do for us. Tonight, I want to introduce and thank Dan Peterson. I want to thank Dan Peterson from AMSOIL Corporate for granting us this airtime. Dan is the Senior Vice President of Dealer Sales and Marketing. I will dig right in and say, welcome, Dan. Dan, can you start out by giving us a brief history of how you came to AMSOIL and when?
Sure. Everybody, you can hear me?
We can.
Sometimes with all this electronic stuff, I go on for like 20 minutes and people then send a text and say, we didn't hear a word you said. So, Tom and Carol, thanks for having me on. Anytime.
Sure.
This is the stuff that I really enjoy, is interacting with dealers. So, you know, you can imagine the corporate-y stuff that I get to do all the time, which I'm learning to really enjoy. But, you know, I'll tell you about some of my other passions, but this is one of them. And I've been, I've been struggling so much with not being able to see people face-to-face, both my own teams internally and AMSOIL dealers. And I had big plans to get out and travel a bunch, which we're going to pivot to as soon as it's safe. So we're going to spend a fair amount of time out in the field all over the country moving forward. So it's just going to take some time. We got to be patient. So thanks again for having me. Just a little bit of background. I'm a chemical engineering guy and chemistry. So you see where my big sparkling personality came from. I spent 20 years in the paper industry manufacturing paper, and I did direct thermal paper. If anybody's familiar with like gas pump receipts and all the receipts you get at the supermarket, I designed some of the first papers that were used in that. So I was a process engineer and production engineer and project manager and did a whole bunch of that type of stuff. And then I got into research and development, which I really enjoyed. And then I came over to AMSOIL in about 2007 as a technical director. And I worked on new product development and formulation development. And that's, as for the people that know me, that's the nerdy type of stuff that I really, really enjoy. About three or four years ago, they asked me to move over from that position to what I'm doing now. So now I really get excited about innovation and project management excellence and finding a way to see dealers and corporate win as a team. And I hope you've seen some examples of that as we have made a lot of changes over the past 4 years, that dealers are at the center of everything that we do. And if we're not doing something that improves the experience or improves the opportunity or improves the pocketbooks of dealers, then I say, why are we doing it? I really strongly believe in honesty, integrity, and doing things right, and I demand that of my team. So if you're not seeing it in the customer service area, I want to hear about it because we also have the customer service area responsibility. And that is the main reason I've stayed at AMSOIL over the past 14 years, is because AMSOIL stands up for honesty and integrity and doing things right, and you don't find that everywhere that you go. And I know a lot of people are drawn to AMSOIL because maybe they're not finding that other places, and you can always count on it at AMSOIL.
Great, Dan. Well, Dan, before we dive into our main discussion tonight, I know many dealers across the country were very saddened to hear of the health issues that came upon the Alan Amatuzio family and their son. Can you just briefly tell us how the family's doing and how they're coping with this issue?
Yeah, the family has, you know, asked for, you know, some, you know, just some calmness at this point in time. So we are, you know, trying to make sure that we're respecting that. So the family is very strong, and we're really supporting them by running the business while Alan's gone. So we really haven't seen much of Alan for, you know, months here. And he's taken a leave of absence. And, you know, we're taking care of the business for him. That's probably the biggest thing that we can do for him and Amsdale Dealers can do for him. Because you can imagine if you were fighting this and then and worrying about the business at the same time, it'd be really difficult. So, you know, they're taking on this this really serious illness with their son AJ with a lot of hope and optimism and then really outstanding medical care. So they're getting the best support and the best care that they can, you know, you can get. They're really hopeful for a full recovery and remission, but they're also aware of the risks of, you know, any serious disease like this. It's been a long haul, and he's got a long haul left. They're on, like, the final phase of this treatment. So there, it's really some serious stuff here. And we're all praying that things are going to go well. So they're all set up for this last phase. And we hope to have Alan back full-time sometime in the fall. So crossing our fingers that everything goes well. We get him back and we'll be back in business here. So thanks for asking. I know on behalf of Alan and the family, they really appreciate all the thoughts and prayers. And they're feeling it. I know I struggled with my own son. We almost lost him at 2 years ago with brain cancer, and so I know what he's feeling, and all of those thoughts and prayers are really helpful and appreciated.
Well, thanks, Dan. We thought we would just take this opportunity because we, as dealers across the country, you know, they've opened up their house there in Superior, Wisconsin, when we go and visit. And it would be so easy for us dealers to overwhelm him and with affection. And I know they ask for space. So we just, this was a great opportunity to just ask you. So I really thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Dan, people love to talk about new products. We're going to dig in here. And recently I saw two new oil products, that being the new synthetic diesel oil for small diesel applications and also more European viscosities added. Can you give us a bit more information on these oils, such as, you know, the highlights such as Dexos D or anything else you want to add?
Yeah, sure. And when I was talking with Tom a little bit before this conference call, you know, I used to be the technical guy in the middle of doing all of this stuff, and now I find myself out of it for like 4 years, and I have to ask questions now. What's going on? When is that product launching? You know, so it's being on the other side of the business, it's a little bit weird. So let's just start off with Dexos D. So that's a new development that's happened since I was in the tech area. And Dexos D covers the performance requirements of, you know, GM Dexos D. It's in their family of Dexos specifications, how they branded them and how they do the licensing. And it's specifically for 0-20 and 5-30 diesel engine oil. And the main focus, you know, of these specifications is the emission systems protection for small diesel engines. And there's some really unique requirements for wear protection, you know, in high compression, small diesel engines like this, especially when you're going for the fuel economy and you specify like a 0-20, especially, you know, and lesser extent, the 5-30. The 0-20 viscosity is one that starts to get on the edge of the film being thick enough to protect engines. So when you get down to the, you know, the 0-12s or 8s, the film thickness is not actually thick enough to provide a huge amount of protection for engines. So what we have to do is we have to pivot to chemical protection. And that's building motor oils a whole different way when you're less dependent on film thickness and much more dependent on the actual chemical composition of the oils. So that's where these oils, you know, start to get into, that they're more dependent on that chemical protection. And it is different. They're very different than a 020 that's built for a gasoline specification. And that's why GM came out with this spec behind the scenes, you know, the thought process on it, because they knew that people would throw gasoline engine oils in there, and they wouldn't be formulated either for the emission system protection, and then depending on which one you used, it may not have been formulated for the overall engine protection. So that's why GM kind of pivoted in this direction. So specifics around those new products. So the if anybody's looking on the dealer zone, the product code is DP020 and DP530 for the 530. Starting off with the 020, that one is built specifically for GM. So it's the Silverado and the Sierra. And the specification, again, is the Dexos D. And it's built for U.S. and Canada. So they've got a whole global specification system and potentially different specifications for Europe and the way that they build things over there to meet their emission systems requirements and, you know, local fuel quality also. So this is just for basically U.S. and Canada, and it's really the GM spec. And what we've highlighted for both of these is that same 6 times more wear protection than what's required by a industry standard. So it's the same type of wear protection claim that we have on the rest of our big diesel products. The second one, the 5W30, people have been asking for a while, and that's a wider use product. That one is specified and built for the GM Dexos 2 spec, the Dexos D spec, and then it also has a SIA credential, C3, and then it's got a Chrysler and a Ford spec on it. So this one is wider use. It's used across the Chevy Cruze and the Colorado, a Canyon, Equinox. It's built for the F-150, for Jeeps, a number of different platforms that it's built for, and it's got that same wear protection requirement or claim of 6 times more wear protection. These products, we don't know exactly what the demand is going to be. So when we don't know what the demand is going to be, we come out with quarts for sure, and then most times we come out with a 55-gallon barrel when it's a PCMO product because of the retail environment, the potential that people want to use it in, you know, like a retail installer. So those are the two main package sizes that we have at this point in time. And as things develop down the line, then we potentially will, you know, add specifications, you know, to those.
Dan slipped in just for your dealers out there that are a little newer. PCMO means passenger car motor oil. So just to add that.
Yep. Sorry about that. If I get back to using acronyms, tell me that. It's just speak how people would hear things.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The
well,
value,
you know, I might add also, Dan, that for those most dealers, when we see a diesel application and we have an inquiry from a customer on diesel, I think we react, and the old school takes us right to a 1540. So all these different viscosities are just a clear indication that you must go to the dealer lookup guide, and you've got to stay within these limitations to follow the correct specifications. So,
yeah, that's a good point. And we spend a huge amount of time on those lookup guides for, you know, the auto and light truck applications and power sports applications. And they're really very good overall. And then you can always call the tech services number if you have a question or if you just want reassurance on any particular application, and that's what we're there for.
Okay. So these, and I see we have two more viscosities in the European oils, Dan?
Yeah, Yep. I was just going to talk, Tom, a little bit about the value proposition for these diesel oils. So one of the issues that was brought up and the reason that we did these is we have some European oils that would meet the requirements for these engines, but people really didn't want to use a European oil in an American-built vehicle. So that was a big driving factor on us putting together these oils specifically marketed to these light-duty diesel trucks. Okay.
Very,
and then the Tom, for the European oils, have you guys spent a fair amount of time on the European oils? I really had some questions for the group on the European oils after we get going here.
Yeah, we've covered, I know that, you know, there was a marketing push, you know, to introduce them. They were on the cover of the G100 magazine. They've been on the cover of the main magazine. So I know that they've offered a wide variety of coverage into that European exotic, you know, that different car beyond the traditional American big three. And but now I see two more viscosities.
Right. So we introduced a couple of 0W20s for these European vehicles. And what we're trying to do is really come across to consumers as an expert in the European product area. And if you don't have most of the viscosity specifications, then it looks like you're just dabbling and you're not really, you know, playing in that area. So we did add two of them. One of them, one of the 020s is really designed for VW applications, the 508-509 specification, and it's kind of 2018 to present vehicles. And I actually didn't know this until I was looking at the information on it, that it was dyed blue-green. And this was done for a specific reason, because it must be that the OEM specification calls for that dye in the oil. It also meets the SN Plus. Yeah, I actually didn't know that until I got into this. That's how far out of the tech side we're getting here. So this one's got a bronze cap, so we try to color code things so everybody can keep them straight. And when you have this many viscosity grades, you start to run out of color caps, so we went to the bronze cap for that one. And then the other 020 is built for the BMW LL17 FE Plus specification. That one we've been hearing about for a long time. So that's a little bit of an older specification, and it services vehicles 2016 to present, 4- and 6-cylinder BMW type applications. And it's got an API SN Plus spec and the CSC5. But the big one is the applications for BMW with those specifications, and Volvo comes along with it too. And that's a green cap, and it's got a whole green look on the label. So those were the additions to the European market. And Tom mentioned we did put a big marketing push behind this, because we think that the European market is a really robust market. We probably didn't have as much of our share as we wanted to have, so we added these product lines to it. We tried to simplify, and then we went out and tried to go after tech shops that do a lot of European vehicles. And I think we've had mixed success in that area. And I wanted to ask some questions around competitors in this area, and you know, if we were going to pivot and do something different in the European motor oil area, what people are hearing. I know Liqui-Moly kind of has some instant credibility because they're from Europe, and they've made some, you know, inroads, and we're hearing some noise about Liqui-Moly. So any Tom or Carol, any feedback on the European products?
You know, what we always hear is, you know, Shell's always a big factor, and Castrol is a big factor, and Motul. I don't know if Motul is. I know it's a little bit more of a custom blender than those other two big companies. But personally, I think that What I wanted to point out with these European oils is, let's say, for instance, you're going into an oil change place and you thought, well, let me throw the OE at these guys and let me get as price competitive as I can. And no matter how competitive you get or AMSOIL gets with that product, not everybody's going to be able to succeed approaching an oil change place, where maybe you come in with a smaller pie in mind and you go in with a specialty like the European oil, and you just might get in and it might create the door opener opportunity that you never knew you had.
Yeah, the European products are a really, really good opportunity, but these European shops, they do really require somebody to talk them through the oil specifications and, you know, how your products meet those specifications and application to those vehicles. So they really appreciate the lookup guide. They appreciate dealers educating them on the oil specifications and spending the time with them. And we've heard some things like Motul and Liqui Moly coming in with big promotions and trying to buy some business and, you know, that type of thing. And then we gripe and complain about that. But that's business, and that's how the world works. And, you know, as you can see, we've been running promotions too. So we may put a big promotion together, another one, and go after some of these European shops, you know, with dealers. So all of that stuff is a possibility moving forward.
Great, great. Well, I was going to ask you about any new products coming down the pipeline, but I think I'm going to move on, Dan. So, Dan, over the many years, we've seen in the dealer training shift from us, the upline dealer group, to corporate and back. Now I notice that we have a new dealer training as of March 1st available in the dealer zone. Having previewed them myself just a bit, I see they're very friendly and filled with YouTube videos and the like. Knowing this is a very difficult and ongoing endeavor, can you give us the lowdown on this training?
Yeah, and that's a really good question. And this one is really very near and dear to my heart. We've been working on this for quite a while. And it really starts with the digitization of our world and the prevalence of smartphones for almost anything you need and learn and want to know. Everybody, you just basically Google it, right? So that's getting more prevalent every day. And I think you heard in Alan and Dean's president's message that we're committed to major investments in the digital area and digital technology because, you could run from it, but you can't hide from it. This is the way that business is being done, you know, more and more moving forward. So people are not sitting down with big, thick encyclopedias anymore. That doesn't happen. They just Google whatever they want to find out, and they watch a video on YouTube, like you said. So our attention span as a society is becoming shorter and shorter. People learn what they want, when they want it, and then they hit the end button when they finished learning what they wanted to learn. They don't, you know, watch a whole anything. When they learn what they want to learn, they're done, nothing more. So we knew we needed to pivot on our approach to training, and we had to take a leadership role in development of these digital approaches because they're just so difficult to do and to put together. So we're also incorporating the idea of adult learning approach, and I hope you're seeing that in the training. We've had a lot of people take the training already. We tell you, in this adult learning approach, we tell you what's important. We emphasize it in a short video, and then we ask you to tell us the high points in a quick learning assessment. So that's the nuts and bolts of adult learning. And a hint for this is a lot of these answers are laid out in subtitles when you watch the short videos, and that was very intentional. So it's not meant to trip anybody up. It's actually the opposite. It's meant to really highlight what we think is most important for people to learn, and then we just do a quick learning assessment. So our measure of success was that you needed to be able to go through the training while you're waiting for your appointment in the dentist office. So that if you could do that, then that was our measure of success. And this is only the start of this digitization. We're moving really quickly towards more significant changes on this digital platform soon, and I think you're going to see them fairly quickly within the year, some really big changes in the way that we're structuring business and moving forward, especially with brand new dealers. And we're going to get into that a little bit in the next discussion point that Tom handed to me here.
Okay, great. That's great. Well, Dan, we're always mentoring and preaching to our dealers how to jumpstart their business and their earnings. Recently, many of us dealers participated in a survey which seemed to ask about, one topic was the AMSOIL dealer program, and an area of concern was increasing dealer earnings early on in the process of getting started as a dealer. Can you reveal anything about this survey and what may have been gathered in feedback?
Yeah, this is another really good question. And I haven't seen the results of the survey, but to address this specific question, we don't need to see the results of this survey around the beginning dealer experience and, trying to increase earnings for dealers early in the process. For many, many years with many, many dealers, and this is dealers who are just starting off, and it's also with dealers who are very experienced DJs with experiences with their dealers who are just starting off. We've heard it time and time again that the experience that they initially have with selling products, trying to figure out compensation, and then the resulting compensation that they get, the earnings that they get, really doesn't reinforce the experience initially. We know, we've heard that. We couldn't do a whole lot about it because it was built in the compensation plan. I've actually had dealers send me proposals to kick in 5 to 10% of their earnings so that new dealers could have a better experience. That's how strong the feedback has been. And of course, the new dealers that, many of them have had a less than spectacular experience versus their expectations for earnings, they don't continue as an AMSOIL dealer. So we're competing in a world that's being populated with all these gig earning opportunities. So you can drive Uber, you can, work for another direct sales company. There's so many opportunities for, extra income, and we're competing in that world. For the most part, AMSOIL dealers, this is a gig opportunity for them. They're earning some extra money, and then it becomes a business, after a period of time. So with all of this competition, in the U.S. and Canada, we need to find a way to get extra income to people who become AMSOIL dealers right away, along with the flexibility and the freedom message that comes with, running their own gig business. So when you get some, you go to all the trouble, and you can see the marketing that we're doing, all of the work that you're doing in terms of trying to attract new dealers, you get somebody interested enough in the opportunity, we need to make it a really rewarding experience, both financially and emotionally. So we can't have math problems where we've got two trains, one heading east and one heading west. One's going 60 miles per hour, the other. We can't have that be a part of the experience for new dealers. So we're really committed to both of those things. Is we've got to get more money to beginning dealers, right away. So we got to get them money early, and we got to get them often. And this other area that we're very committed to is fixing this inability to be able to tell a new dealer how they earn money in the business in 30 seconds. That's what our goal is going to be. We got to be able to have that discussion in 30 seconds, and they have to be shaking their head. Yep, I get it. So the other feedback we've gotten is this earning opportunity is complicated. It's too complicated. So those are the two things that we're very committed to fixing moving forward. and the survey would focus a fair amount on that. So we absolutely have to, as a group, reduce the complexity so that we can be much more successful in the future and making this whole AMSOIL opportunity blow up. I mean, really blow up in terms of growth.
You know, Dan, when I and group, I had, when I became an AMSOIL dealer, I was a retail account to begin with, and then my sponsor, I had turned to him and I told him I needed a little bit better margins, and he converted me to a dealer and explained the benefits. And I knew I was going to make money, and I started making money. In fact, my first paycheck was $2.89, and it might be reminiscent of somebody else's paycheck on this line tonight. That was for a month of earnings, and I laughed because I knew I could do better than that. But that's just me. I had no idea that I could create the income that I am potentially making currently, so it really behooves people to stick with it. And if we had more incentives early on, Dan, I really commend you, because there's a lot of people that could really benefit from this business. And as far as getting emotional satisfaction, I think that a lot of us, you know, it's not, we're not selling Fuller brushes. We're within, you know, we live and breathe cars. Some of us are trucks, or we like relationships with people. So I think that emotion comes, the satisfaction on the emotional side comes a little bit easier. But I commend you on your group, and I sure would be interested to see what's coming down the pike. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big amount of work. You know, we're taking a look at titles, and we're taking a look at rewards and recognition. And when we did a survey in 2017, 2016, something like that, quite a large survey. I don't know if anyone took that. And some of the feedback that we got was, you know, it wasn't quite as much fun being an AMSOIL dealer. And I think we're not seeing that issue today. We're seeing dealers be really successful. If you see the growth rates overall and what's being communicated by Dean in the president's message, you can see that this business is really churning downhill and moving forward. There's a lot of momentum in this business. And selling the best products in the world, backed by a company that has the integrity that AMSOIL has, makes you feel really good. And I think that's what attracts dealers to AMSOIL initially. When I talk about we've got to make it rewarding emotionally, if somebody's sitting down with a math problem to try to figure out the compensation system and they just plain get frustrated because they can't figure it out, it's not a very good emotional experience. So that's one that we're committed to fixing. That, if we fix that along with selling the best synthetic products in the world, it makes for a pretty good day as an AMSOIL dealer and being financially rewarded too. So the best is really yet to come with what we have planned moving forward here.
I will say this to the group though. If you go to your main page with all the graphs, they have a section that states your earnings for the month. And I can't say it's totally accurate because cash commissions sometimes don't kick in into that compensation tabulation that's reported to you. But on a daily basis, you can go into group volume and earnings and just about see what you're getting for the month and how you're progressing. So I think that's a great benefit. The webmasters or the powers of be have added that lately. So kudos,
yeah, that's
to you
a
guys.
Good. It's a good estimator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, Dan, I know we had some other topics here. I don't know what you had in mind, but I had the new commercial program sales aid. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, and Tom, I'd like to talk about the commercial area, like in general. So we've got a big effort going on into the commercial area for the AMSOIL business, and there's a couple reasons. We're looking at electric vehicles and looking at the opportunities there, and we're trying to make sure that this dealer opportunity goes on and on 50 years into the future. In fact, our new logo that we have moving forward that we're using for the Amsoil business is the Next 50. So we're coming up on our 50-year anniversary, and you can see we're very committed for even, you know, the next 50 years investing in this independent dealer opportunity and business. So the commercial area is one that we think is going to help dealers to diversify, you know, as we move forward, if there's any impact from electric vehicles, because this area, you know, will go on for a much longer period of time without electrification or with, you know, minimal impact of electrification. So this commercial area that we're focusing on, we've got down to, you know, three different areas that we're trying to get really good at in the commercial area between fleets and agriculture and contractors. And that's based on current Amsoil dealer business. So we're trying to build from strength in this commercial area. We have internal sales consultants, helpers that work primarily with Amsoil dealers and Amsoil dealer accounts to do the things that corporate is better set up to do and free you up so you can do what you do really well, which is local service and technical support and selling products and opening up people to buying, you know, Amsoil products and closing the deal. So we're trying to make sure that we get over the hump on logistics, and we're trying to do the repetitive transactions in the commercial area really well. When people need more information around, you know, how's my warranty going to be impacted on my big equipment, you know, we step in if there's any warranty-related issues or product, you know, related issues, you know, we step in and take care of those things. Additionally, we're trying to learn and then get really good at replicating a sales cycle in the commercial area. So that's what is going on right now. So we're trying to get focused on customers that really value Amsoil dealers and their expertise, and then Amsoil products, and then the corporate expertise that we bring and the logistics support. So between all of those things, that's kind of our value proposition, along with we build products for severe service environments, the nastiest, worst environments, bring it on, and we solve problems. So we've been doing this in the lawn and landscape area for a fair amount of time, and we're trying to expand this to, you know, these three broader market areas and put people behind it. So we're going to build more of these sales aids. I think some people probably on the phone have experienced our people being out in the field going on joint sales calls with you with potential commercial accounts, a commercial account that you want to grow, or a commercial account that you're having some issues with that you need to get over a hump, you know, on. So we're there, you know, for those types of situations. We expect that this commercial area and support area is going to grow. We're probably going to, you know, add more people this year to this commercial effort. And it's an important, you know, diversification area for us, and it's an important growth area for dealers moving forward. We probably got, in the training sessions, I don't know if anybody participated, we've had, you know, right around 100 to 125 people so far. That's well beyond our expectations of what we thought for the initial commercial training sessions. We're having one once a month. It's a mix of more technical things and sales-oriented things. And general information on Amsoil products and go-to-market strategies. And then we're helping each other to learn and apply and modify things through that group. So it's so far there's been a lot of interest in it. We're very committed to that, and we're very hopeful that from this core we're going to – we actually want to double this business over the next 5 years.
Great. Well, Dan, when these sales aids or presentations come across, a lot of times they're live, but are they always posted at a later time so any dealer can go in there if they were off schedule or couldn't participate?
Yeah, They are. They're all recorded. So we know that people can't be there, you know, all at the specific times that we run them live. So we do it live. We record it. I just looked at the hot wire today. So there's hot links to these this training, I think, in the hot wire. And then it's posted in the dealer zone under training in the commercial area. So you can go out and watch it whenever you want.
Yeah. And, you know, what I tell dealers is sometimes dealers don't know where to find a commercial account. And the easiest thing that I've found is you pull up to a stoplight, you're in the right-hand lane, and you look over in the left-hand lane, and you see a truck, and you've seen it around town forever, and you see a fleet of them, and maybe it's ABC Glass Shop. And I take my phone, and I snap a picture of it, and it's a reminder or gives me contact information, but that's an example of a commercial account. You know, it might be a plumbing company or a glass company or a backhoe business. It's all around us. So when you say you'd like to double that business, Dan, I mean, I think it could go beyond that if we all push forward.
Yeah, we do too. And sometimes we think that other areas are crowded, you know, in the retail type areas. But if you look at what Tom described in terms of commercial businesses and contractors would be a good one. Home builders, contractors that are doing road work, electrical contractors, excavation, you know, all of those businesses are everywhere that we are as AMSOIL dealers. And they're all using a bunch of lubricants, and they can benefit from fuel additives. And they're severe service environments, and they have problems. And I think it's our job to help them understand the problems they have and understand that you can actually solve and fix a lot of those problems. They just are living with it. They don't think that they're solvable. So it requires a little bit of time and investment and training. And it's almost limitless in terms of commercial business.
And once you secure that commercial business, oftentimes those accounts are not approached by other vendors. They're not buying their product in a retail application, or they're not going into a store. You know, they're on the move. They've got to keep working. They don't have time to stop. So if they've learned how to order either by calling you or texting you or going online themselves, they go on to doing what they know how to do best, and that's production of their product or service and making money. So once you nab that account, those are tremendous accounts.
Yeah, if you take a look at our what we call retention of commercial accounts, they hang beside dealers. They hang around the longest of any types of accounts that we have. And as long as you're servicing them, like Tom said, and you're being of value to them and helping them focus on their business and not their, you know, maintenance and lubrication needs, they really appreciate it. They hang around and they're pretty loyal. And we're in a sweet spot because a lot of these small commercial businesses, they aren't pursued by big distributors or some of the you know, the low cost people. So we're competing with, you know, like somebody going to the Napa store, you know, or the, you know, they're going to Sam's Club or something like that to buy stuff.
Well, great. And you mentioned, Dan, we're big, and you guys have accomplished a lot with the lawn and landscape. And I noticed there's a lawn and landscape training. It's right in your dealer zone in your message board, and it's highly accessible, and there's a lot of information there. So it's a great place to go to get a start on this commercial business.
Yeah, and I think what we're going to, as we digitize the training more, it's going to be very easy access. And you can actually get opted in, or you'll probably get automatically opted in if you have an interest in an area. So that you can see these things, and it'll pop up these opportunities to look at these types of you know, training aids and literature aids. It'll be much more automatic moving forward.
Great. Well, personally, I miss coming to Superior, Wisconsin. I know that the 50th is coming up in the year 23, and usually that would be a July event, but Dan, has AMSOIL made a more recent commitment, shorter term, on returning to trade shows, racing venues, and events as of yet?
Well, we're all going to be ready to get out once it's safer, and that's including us. So we're going to do the DJ convention virtually this fall, and then hopefully after that, we're going to start getting out. So it guaranteed that you're going to see us regionally after that DJ convention. I guarantee that we're going to have, you know, a whole bunch of things that we're going to go over and talk about as a whole group between corporate and dealers. So we'll be out, we'll be on the road, we'll be talking, and we'll have a lot more opportunity for face-to-face stuff, between that DJ convention and then the big 50th convention. So the 50th one is really going to be something that'll be a lot of fun, and I think it'll be really nice to get back to Superior.
And just for anybody that hasn't been to Superior and you're rather new to this venue, being an AMSOIL dealer or calling in, just so you'll know the magnitude of what we're doing here, we had Carol Bell, you know, that we introduced early on. Carol's sitting in Austin, Texas. I'm in the heart of Central California. Dan's calling in from Duluth or Superior, Wisconsin. You know, here we are. We've got all these tools. And so when we go to Superior, Wisconsin, we get the grand red carpet rolled out to us. And it's an event that I couldn't believe the first time I went. And I encourage everybody to get back there. It doesn't take too much effort or money to do it. So by all means, get that on your agenda as you see it announced. So, Dan, I think we're kind of right on time. I'm looking at the 10-minute mark. I'd sure like to open up for questions and answers, unless you have something else you'd like to present at this moment.
No, yeah, and I love to interact. So,
okay.
Yeah, fire away.
I'm going to go ahead and unmute. Can everybody just please don't have any background noise, be polite, and you'll have your turn. I'm going to go ahead and unmute. Let's go.
Wayne Owen here.
All participants are unmuted.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
How you doing? I'm doing great. I'm in Utah. I have a question regarding the DTT, the 1030 diesel oil.
Mm-hmm.
I see they're only making that in the twin packs and the gallons. They're not making it in the quarts. Can you tell me why?
Yeah, that original decision was made because that is another product that we didn't know how it was going to go. So we came out with the quarts and you said twin packs on it. I think we got 55-gallon barrels on it too, don't we, Wayne?
Yes.
Yeah, you just don't have quarts.
Oh, you're saying we just have the twin packs on that?
Yeah, you have the twin packs and the gallons, but not the quarts.
So sometimes we make, a selection when it's smaller sumps to come out with just the quarts and 5-gallon barrels more for the passenger car stuff. And then the diesel people on that one, and I've been out of this for a while when they launched those, they were thinking the sumps were bigger, so they wanted just a bigger passenger car. So they're trying to conserve space in the distribution center, and that's the reason for that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dan.
Okay. Before we have another question, because everybody, please, you got to stay muted if you're not going to ask a question. Go ahead. Who's next?
This is Mark in Houston.
Hi, Mark.
Which one of the 0W20s is green?
I'm going to pop back here for a second. I apologize. Usually I'm right on top of this stuff when I'm a technical guy. but now I'm kind of the business unit manager for the whole dealer business, so I got other things going on. So the one that's green, just popping back to my slides here.
European.
Yeah, it's on the European side. So it
it's
is.
Probably, is it AFE?
Yes, it's AFE. Zero W20 AS.
Yeah. AFE. Yep, it's the AFE product. Yep. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else?
Hey, Dan, good evening.
Is that you, Tim?
I'm sorry. Hey, guys, on just a correction for the it's EZT that's dyed blue green. It's the 020 EZT. Yeah.
EZT, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dan.
Okay.
Michael Sparks here.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, if you've got a new AMSOIL dealer coming on board, what would be your advice while we're in this period of looking at the compensation, you know, helping them out? You know, what would your be your first advice to tell them how to really start making money with AMSOIL?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, since I've never sold AMSOIL products, I think you're probably better at it than I am. But I would start in an area that you believe that this individual is going to be the most successful based on what you know about them. Usually that's, you know, in the PC and catalog area. If you have somebody who is a little bit shy and maybe has some problems talking face-to-face with people, I would get them on social media right away. I would get them interacting with people on social media and talking to people via email and texting, those types of things, so they can refine their AMSOIL story and be able to get feeling better about interacting with people before they moved on to anything like, you know, a retail installer or a commercial account. Those are tougher nuts. They're harder to knock over unless you have an in, you know, and you know somebody specifically. But we have so many people. It's unbelievable the amount of new customers that we're bringing in now and that we're handing out to dealers. So all you have to do as a brand new dealer is get two people signed up, two qualified customers signed up, so like PCs. So if you get two PCs signed up and you take the basic training, the customer certification training, over the year, and don't quote me exactly on the numbers, but over the year, we're going to hand this brand new dealer anywhere from 18 to 24 customers, buying customers. We're going to just hand them over and give them to this brand new dealer. All you got to do, bring in two PCs, get customer certified. We're going to hand you 20, probably 22 buying customers. There you go. And you know what will happen the next year? If you bring in four customers as this brand new dealer, we're going to hand you another 22 buying customers. That's the way to get started.
That's good advice. I tell all my new dealers, it says, you know, you got a mom, a dad, an uncle, a cousin, or whatever, and just, you know, ask them to do a favor. It's $10. Hey, $10 and, you know, buy an oil change and help me get, I just need two. That's all. one out of two, just need two going. And, you know, in that first year, that's a fantastic program. And it really, I think, gives a lot of dealers confidence and everything to get themselves going. But, yeah, I believe that the preferred customer with, you know, friends and family, get them going and you know, get a couple oil changes with them, and tell you what, you know, they'll start getting some assigned customers, and then they'll start getting some commissions on that. So good advice. I like it. Thanks.
Good you question. Know, and that's our first effort at a shot in the arm for brand new dealers. So two customers a month we're giving you.
Well, you know, both Michael and Dan, I had a dealer that didn't quite know how to qualify, what it took to qualify an account, and I told him it took 50 cc's. So all of a sudden, you know, we're talking about that foreign language again, and all they understand early on is money. So I took a screenshot, I assembled an order, and I put, I think, 6 or 7 quarts of XL, an oil filter, and a bottle of fuel additive, PI, and I showed him that it came up to 52 cc's, and that would be his threshold that he needed to go over the 50 cc threshold to get that qualified customer. And I texted him the screenshot, and all of a sudden the light bulb went off. So great information about, hey, get 2 qualified customers or 4 qualified customers if you've been a dealer for more than a year, but simply show them also over 50 cc's to make that customer a qualified customer.
Right. Yeah, it's not one bottle of PI. It's just an oil change and a bottle of PI.
Yeah. Well, any other questions here before we close her out?
Hey, Tom, this is Jason Wynn. I wanted to add to Dan's great answer there. I just sent a communication to our entire dealer group this week encouraging to do 3 things. The first one, and this is something that is really important, and I tell all new dealers this, you need to be your very best customer. So you need to use AMSOIL in all your cars and your trucks and your lawnmower and everything that you have and be your very best customer as an example, because that's going to give you stories on how to, you know, your experience with AMSOIL. And you know, the successful dealers that I've worked with over the years are great AMSOIL customers, and I was and am today. And then the next thing is exactly what Dan said, and that's to be customer certified, and that's built, and that encompasses the training and going out registering customers and doing all those things. And then the third thing is never quit, and never quit on a bad day. And if you do those 3 things consistently over 2, 5, and 10 years, you'll have a big dealership, and that's what we're teaching our dealer group. And you know, it's just so powerful, and it's not a get-rich-quick thing. It takes time and effort, and so I just want to add that one part of being your very best customer.
Yeah, very good point, and the persistency.
You know, if you do what Jason just said, on the 15th of the month, every month, you'll open up your checking account bank balance, and you'll smile, believe me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Great opportunity.
Well, thanks, Jason, very much. Very 3 good points. Yeah. How about one more question we squeeze in here? Anybody else?
A quick question about the customer certified, if you don't mind.
Yep, go ahead.
With the new dealers getting new accounts, is that going to adjust how the existing dealers that are customer certified, is that going to be changed down the road as well?
Well, I think what you're getting at is, you know, is it going to impact current dealers who are customer certified and they're receiving assigned customers? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, it will overall impact that. We have an increase in new customers that are coming in to AmSoil.com directly that we, every single one of them, we distribute out through this program, you know, to all dealers, that it's almost, getting a little bit embarrassing how many customers we're assigning to dealers. So we have the ability to bring in a lot more new dealers and really not impact in a big way the amount of customers that existing dealers are being assigned. We would have to bring in so many new dealers and get them customer certified and have them be successful to impact that. And the fact is, we continue every year to bring in so many more new customers in this program that it seems to be outstripping the amount of new dealers that come in that we then assign new customers to. And remember, they just get assigned, you know, they get in the pool one time, so they generally get about, you know, 20 to 22 customers in a year. We're bringing in thousands and thousands of extra customers, so far it hasn't had any impact. And for the people that are in the program, you can see how many more new customer assignments you're getting. We would hope that becomes a problem in the future, but then you have all these brand new dealers that are going out lined up underneath you, and then you're all benefiting from them. So it's either way it goes, we're going to win.
Yeah, it sounds like a win for everybody.
Yeah,
I'm glad we're doing something for the new dealers. They really need the help.
Yeah, we're really committed to that.
Thank you.
Well, listen, Dan, we went just a little bit over. I want to personally, from all of us, thank you for partaking in this call. Very valuable information. We've always enjoyed interacting with you. I want to thank Carol again. And I want to thank everybody that called in. You guys, we got a great attendance tonight, really encouraging. And we'll send an email out and ask maybe what topics you want to see 2 months from now, or possibly we interview another AmSoil employee from corporate that might be of a different sector that might help us all. So I'm going to say good night. Thank you to all, and everybody be safe.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Dan.
All right.
Good night. Thanks. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.